Bill Lester is following his dream. The electrical engineer quit a high-paying job at Hewlett-Packard in the late 1990s to become a race car driver. Earlier this year, at the age of 45, Lester qualified to ride in an elite NASCAR driving circuit, the Nextel Cup, becoming the first African-American to do so in 20 years. He'll try again to join the Cup circuit this weekend in Fontana, California. Bill Lester spoke with reporter Tony Cox about his upcoming race and the chance to make history.
This is a big weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to this weekend. You know, we're going to have the 23 Waste Management NASCAR Nextel Cup car in the show on Sunday for the Sony HD 500, and I'm looking forward to that.
Now, explain something to me, because I'm a novice at learning NASCAR, like most black folks in America are. Okay?
I understand.
You will be trying to qualify for the Sunday race on Friday.
That's correct, yeah. I mean, it's not as if you just show up with your car and you get to race. You actually have to qualify first, which determines your starting position in the grid. And the fact of the matter is that they only start 43 cars in the field, and I understand this weekend there's 47 or 48 cars that are entered trying to make those 43 starting positions. So four or five cars will actually not start the race on Sunday, of which we will not be one of them.
I understand.
But yeah, that's how it happens. I mean, you definitely have to qualify before you can race.
Now, were you an athlete in another area before you began to? I know about your history with Hewlett-Packard, but mm-hmm. I mean, were you an athlete otherwise?
Yeah, I grew up playing stick and ball sports. You know, I played football, basketball, I ran track in high school, that sort of thing. And, you know, I was actually considering running track in college when I was studying engineering at Berkeley. But the fact of the matter is that I quickly found out it had to be all about academics at Berkeley. So kind of let that sports career go behind me.
So what is it that drew you to racing and to NASCAR in particular?
Well, you know, racing specifically is because I was infatuated with cars as a kid, and my father took me to a race when I was 8 years old, and that kind of set the hook. I mean, I thought it was the coolest thing since sliced bread. And then I found out at age 16 that I not only had a love affair with cars, but I had an obsession with speed. And so, you know, I kind of did sort of things that were kind of crazy on the street, and somebody said, listen, before you hurt yourself or somebody else, go to a racetrack.
Learn how to do it right.
That's right. Go to an organized, you know, environment where you can express your talent. And so I thought that was all well and good, but, you know, then the question was, well, how do you get to a racetrack? If you talk about cars, automobiles, especially race cars, that's going to be expensive. And so really, my engineering background was a means to an end, which was that with really that first paycheck, I went and bought a race car.
Were you at all apprehensive about NASCAR because specifically of the stereotypical thoughts people have had historically about auto racing in the South and NASCAR and the lack of anybody other than white males in cars?
Well, listen, when I first started racing, which was in 1985, you know, out of Northern California, which is really where I was raised, I had absolutely no idea and no desire to consider NASCAR racing. You know, when I was a little boy and watching racing on television, my visions of NASCAR stock car racing were a bunch of guys running around in circles at 200 miles an hour trying not to hit a concrete wall. And I thought that was the craziest thing in the world. Why would anybody want to do that? And then when I heard these guys speak and I saw what they looked like and I saw the types of cars that they were running around in, I was like, there's no appeal at all to me for that. When I grew up, I thought cars that were cool were sports cars, like, you know, Italian exotics like Ferraris and Lamborghinis and, you know, Porsches and that sort of thing. And that's why I started road racing out of Northern California. But, you know, lo and behold, the way my career started out was in sports cars. But I got a taste of NASCAR racing in 1999. I got an opportunity to test a stock car, and I realized that NASCAR was essentially the fastest growing segment of motorsports. And I wanted to be where the action was. I wanted to be where the closest form of racing was, and that was NASCAR racing. So, you know, if you would ask me when I first started, would I ever go into NASCAR, I'd have said, no way. And I looked at Jay like he had two heads. But lo and behold, I wind up racing stock cars, and I'm so happy that I'm in this sport.
NASCAR has very publicly gone about trying to diversify its sport. And, in fact, earlier this year at an appearance with you, the head of NASCAR, Mike Helton, had this to say about diversifying the sport.
Once we realized that while we didn't feel like there were barriers there in place to maybe make it more difficult to get in our sport, but the perception was there, and we put together a concerted effort through our diversity program to educate people, educate the opportunity existence, and to present NASCAR in a light that is truly reflective of Americana.
Now, let me ask you, Bill Lester, you are not a part of this diversity I'm trying to think of how they describe
drive
it.
For diversity.
Yeah, the drive for
That's
diversity.
You're,
why not?
I was around before diversity and inclusion were really buzzwords, you know, especially in the motorsports realm. I got into NASCAR in 1999, and the drive for diversity program was probably created, I don't know, a couple three years after that. So I was really ahead of the curve. And, you know, you asked me before kind of what it was like when I first started into NASCAR. I mean, when I showed up at Watkins Glen in 1999 and basically out of nowhere, I mean, I remember conversations stopped and, you know, fingers kind of pointed, and I was an anomaly. They didn't know where I came from. You know, I came from the West Coast. I'm racing up in the Northeast. And, you know, they didn't know who Bill Lester was. But the fact of the matter is I have been embraced in the sport. You know, the drivers and the officials and everybody respect me for my abilities and my talent and what it is that I'm doing to essentially, you know, motivate and move the sport forward. And that's all a driver can ask for, is that, you know, you're respected in your field.
Well, look out, NASCAR, here we come, right?
That's exactly right.
Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Tony Cox speaking with race car driver Bill Lester. Lester will compete this weekend at the California Speedway in Fontana, California.